Here with Brooke Strine, who recently signed her letter of intent to play basketball at Kansas Wesleyan University. And first, Brooke, congratulations. And I know it was kind of a tough process. And what was maybe the difference for Kansas Wesleyan?
I think it was definitely the academics program and the coaches. Their academics is just more upgraded compared to everybody else. And I didn't get to meet with the professors because they're always teaching, which was good to see.
Absolutely. And of course, you want to go there, of course, for your academics, but also for the basketball side of things. And Kansas Wesleyan's had a pretty good team. They were one of the top teams in the KCAC. And, you know, you had an opportunity to look at some of the others. How tough was that process to look at some of those other KCAC schools that had a lot of interest in you?
You know, it was hard. I started off looking at Tabor, and I looked at Dad, and I said, I don't feel like at home at this point. He's like, all right, we'll keep looking. So then we went to Kansas Wesleyan, and I was like, man, I really like this place. And then at Sterling all day, I had to keep telling myself, keep an open mind. Like, you can always look. And then it just came down to the academic program.
And, yeah, we'll get to that here in a little bit. But your position, you played pretty much center for Scott C. last 3 years. Is that where they're looking at for you there at Kansas Wesleyan?
I'm pretty sure they are. That's what they talked to me about. But, hey, whenever I went to a game, their post was shooting threes, so I don't know.
Well, you've shot a few threes in your career. I know you only attempted, I think, maybe three this year, but you are capable of that, right?
I can be if I'm on, if I choose to shoot it, and sometimes I have to look over at coach and get the okay, but
well, okay, hopefully those things will work out well for you. But did the maybe the success of the program, did that really kind of push you over the edge as well?
Yeah, I was looking at, like, it was came down to between Sterling and K-Dub, and K-Dub has younger players, but yet they were still running with the Sterling team that had the older players. I think they're graduating like 7. So I was a little worried to step in to Sterling of this is going to be rebuilding, where at K-Dub I can step in and just go right off the bat.
And I know there's some girls that you've played with summer ball, and even some that you played against in high school possibly at Kansas Wesleyan, and now you get to be teammates. I mean, that has to be a big bonus as well to get some hints from them.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. But I know there's a girl that I played this summer that I'll be playing against because she went to Tabor, and then there's some at Sterling that I played against. So it'll be interesting to see how we all go against each other, because we don't ever play each other during the year, and we only play with each other in the summer. So,
and of course, I mentioned the academics. I know that was big emphasis for you as well. What are you looking to go into to major in college?
I'm going into biomedical chemistry and then on to medical school. My goal is to be a neurosurgeon, so we'll see if that happens.
Probably the first thing you go get to there at Salina when you're there is Cozy Inn, right?
Oh, yeah. We drove in on the backside, and I was like, Mom, I don't know about this place. And she's like, just give it a chance. And then we got to the campus, and I was like, okay, this is cool. So all that, and then the Salina Hospital is connected to the KU Med Center. So hopefully I can make ties there and go from there.
All right, well, congratulations, and have a lot of fun there at Kansas Wesleyan.
Thank you, Adam.